Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minutes, a whole lot of brain power, and we're going to tackle something that trips us up more often than we care to admit. Prioritizing our own needs. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, putting everyone else first while your own well-being takes a backseat? I get it, that feeling of guilt when you finally carve out some me time can be a real buzzkill. But listen up, because this isn't about selfishness, it's about self-preservation. We're talking about the power of saying yes to yourself and no without that nagging voice of guilt whispering in your ear. We all deserve to feel fulfilled, happy, and healthy, and sometimes it means making a conscious choice to prioritize our own needs. Trust me, it's not selfish, it's essential. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you learn the art of prioritizing without the guilt trip. First things first, understand your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing creative passions, or simply having some quiet time for yourself? Identifying your core values will help you make decisions that align with what's important, because let's face it, life is too short to spend it chasing someone else's dreams. Next up, practice saying no, and I don't mean just politely declining an invitation. I'm talking about setting clear boundaries and protecting your time and energy. It's okay to turn down requests that don't serve you or align with your goals. Remember, a true friend will respect your choices, even if they don't always agree with them. Now, let's talk about guilt, the sneaky little saboteur that tries to derail our best intentions. Recognize those feelings when they creep in, but don't let them control you. Remind yourself that taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for your overall well-being. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So fill up your own cup first. Speaking of filling your cup, schedule time for self-care. Treat it like any other important appointment, block it off in your calendar and make it a non-negotiable part of your week. Whether it's reading a book, taking a walk, or simply enjoying a hot bath, carve out moments to recharge and reconnect with yourself. And finally, remember that progress over perfection is the name of the game. There will be times when you slip up, and that's okay. Just get back on track and keep moving forward. Learning to prioritize your needs is a journey, not a destination. Think about that time you were feeling completely overwhelmed. Maybe you had too many deadlines at work, commitments pulling you in different directions, and little time for yourself. You probably felt like you were drowning, right? But then something happened, you finally said no to one extra thing, or you carved out 30 minutes for a walk outside. And how did that make you feel? More focused. Less stressed. More capable of handling everything else on your plate. That's the magic of prioritizing. By taking care of yourself, you actually become more effective and present in all areas of your life. It's like hitting the reset button. Suddenly, things seem a little less chaotic, and you have the energy and clarity to tackle challenges head-on. So remember, folks, this isn't about becoming a hermit or neglecting your responsibilities. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can show up fully for yourself and for others. You deserve it, believe me. Take those 5 takeaways and make them your own. Experiment with saying no in different situations, schedule some self-care time into your week, and remember, guilt is a liar. It's okay to prioritize your needs and well-being. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to prioritizing your needs? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media using #BrainstormBoost. And as always, remember, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and keep crushing it. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with inspiration and actionable tips.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.